Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's time for Little Victories
with Ali and DZ.
Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
We always start the show with something positive. Do you have a little victory today, DZ?
Yeah.
What do you got for me?
I woke up and I'm alive this morning, baby.
Hey, that's all you need sometimes.
I swear it is.
I mean, George from Mequon left us a voice message the other day and said, hey, I thought I was going to get an F and I got a D.
That's perfect.
Came in clutch. I mean, George, that's a little victory.
Went from failing to, you know, doubtful.
You know what my little victory is? You know what? when you have to bring something to work and you have to set a reminder to remind yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Remember how yesterday they asked me to bring in my equipment from home?
The giant old box of equipment that you got at home?
We got in-home studios now, obviously, with technology.
Correct.
I actually remembered to bring
you
all
got
my...
It?
No, it's in the car.
Oh, I was going to say, you need me to go grab it, dog?
Yeah, pretty much.
got you. Say less.
The point is, I remembered to bring my equipment in, and that is a little victory for me.
A little victory in itself. I would have forgot that, G.
Now, if I hadn't set a reminder on my phone, thank God for the reminders.
Because it's not just like people think it's like a laptop or something.
Exactly.
No, it's not right. Like a laptop or something.
We'll be back with the question of the day. I got to go lug this equipment out.
You mean I got to
go. Yeah, get out there, DZ.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
Unspoken social etiquette you're just supposed to know. That's what the question of the day is about. Because I made a snafu, I shall call it, at the gym, grabbing a locker right next to a girl named Courtney, who I luckily met because I was so damn close to her.
Yep.
Turns out she's a listener and she wasn't mad, but I was so uncomfortable that I, for some reason, picked the locker right next to her like a dummy.
After the fourth time you bumped into her, she looked over and was like, oh my good. Wait, is that Allie?
Oh
my God, hey.
I was going to yell at you for stealing the locker next to me until I realized, yeah, I know you.
I was getting mad frustrated with you bumping into me so much until I realized it was you. Hi.
Maria's in Kenosha. She is hot about parking etiquette. This is her unspoken social etiquette. Hey, Maria.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Go off,
Buenos
girl.
Dias.
What's the unspoken social etiquette that gets you your gears grinding?
So when people park right next to me and there's like 100 other parking spots, I can't stand it. Mm. I will make a point if someone parks right next to me, if I'm still in my car, I will look at them in the eye and move over.
Skirt off?
So stop it.
Stand.
No,
yes.
No,
Maria,
you're petitious. You're going too far
now. Petitious?
Wait, so I'm at Pick and Save. Let me get this right.
Yep.
If I'm at Pick and Save, those aren't huge lots usually.
No, no.
And you park, and I park next to you to get the net, even though there's a three spots open, I'm still going to park next to you because it's the closest spot to the door. Mm-hmm. Even if you're in the car, you don't. I'm not allowed to do that? Is that what you're telling me?
I am telling you you're not allowed to do that because it's only like three spots. A few feet further.
Yeah, right. What's one more spot over?
It's exactly. A few feet. That's what it is. It's a few feet.
Exactly. I kind of understand Maria's courtesy bump. Like, now, if there's no spaces and you literally only have the option, you park there. You park wherever. I ain't going to say
but,
nothing.
But, I mean, if you're in the car, that's one thing because you're about to get out. Uh-huh. Now I parked on the side. But if you're not even in the car, I'm parking in the closest spot. Forget you guys.
But I kind of love what she's doing.
I know
bro.
What she's saying and I can picture it in my mind.
I just wouldn't go that far.
But I wouldn't go that far either.
I'd just wait until they got out the car then. I wouldn't get out until they get out.
I can't believe you looked them in the eye and changed spaces.
Oh, yeah.
You're crazy,
Maria. Especially like people with kids and stuff, because you know those kids are going to cheer.
I will look them in the eye. Well, that's why I've gotten
back in the car.
The only thing I appreciate are the minivans that the doors that slide because then at least the door's not sticking out.
Yeah.
Kids are never quick to get out the car.
You know what? Now I'm triggered. Bye,
Maria. I respect it. Bye.
Talk to you later.
That was good.
Yeah, we got to pull up Teddy in Muskego because he's got a really good one and somebody even texted in about it.
Oh, snap.
Teddy!
Good morning.
Morning.
What is the unspoken social etiquette you want to mention?
All right, I got two kind of take off each other.
Taking
a call at a concert. They can't hear you. Hang the phone up. Text them. Okay.
Fair.
Second one.
Fair.
What if text not working?
Second one.
That's actually true. I have seen people at concerts go, what? Hello?
Can't hear you.
Yeah, send a text.
I can't hear you. Yeah, because you're at a concert.
Right.
Second one. When you're talking on the phone on speaker in a public, I would say indoor area.
Like at store, like at a grocery store. It's annoying.
Yeah.
It's
or an elevator.
If I can hear your conversation, I want to be a part of it. So you don't get to get mad when I talk to the person you're on the phone with.
It's funny you mentioned that because Dina in Hale's Corners texted in and said, being on a whole FaceTime call at Walmart, airing out your personal business. Then you get mad when I laugh at your friend's personal comments about your crappy boyfriend.
Yep.
So she did exactly what you're talking about, Teddy, and she's with you. Yeah, that's a problem. FaceTime is a problem in public because you can hear everything.
You can hear everything, and it's now a public space, so I'm going to react.
Hudson and Owen called me. I go, I'm in a store. I gotta go. You can't call me right now because everybody can hear everything.
Well, and if you don't got your buds in, that's a whole other dynamic.
Yeah, throw an AirPod in or don't be on FaceTime.
All right, Teddy. Talking on the
phone in the
store.
Solid.
We agree. Or talking on the phone at a concert. Get some sense.
I'm a call. My bad. On that one, I'm a call.
Bye, Teddy.
Later, Teddy.
Bye.
Stephanie from Beaver Dam texted and said, as in a public common thing everyone should do is to do courtesy flushes in a work bathroom so everyone doesn't have to smell it. I courtesy flush everywhere, even at home, because I don't want to smell it at home either, man.
Man, why
am I just saying.
Why am I flushing so many times, bro?
I don't know.
I don't want that backsplash. I don't want all that tipping on me, man. I don't need that. Yeah, exactly. You hear me?
You might have to stand up for a second. Karen in Tishigan. Last but not least, let's go to her. So when someone opens the door for you, you always say, you're welcome. It's not hard.
Lord.
You mean you say thank you?
There's just some things that are courtesy, not even social etiquette. That's just courtesy.
Oh my God, DZ. Backsplash.
Karen's grossed
out. Am I wrong though? And then Allie said, stand up for a second.
You might have to.
I'm not doing that to my cheeks.
Adam in Muskego texted in though, and he said, first time submitting. Hey Adam, good morning.
What up?
He says, laundromat etiquette, clean the damn lint traps.
Ooh.
Yeah. You always got to clean the lint trap.
If it's accessible. Mm-hmm. I've been to some laundromats that are like bolted in and you can't really do nothing about. They just got to clean that. You got to let the attendant know. But yes.
Mm-hmm.
Snaps for that.
Yes. Julia texted in, taking a up the grocery aisle with your cart. That's a good one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I have to move other people's carts, and I'm like, come on. And sometimes people have to move mine. I'm not gonna lie.
It's a cycle.
It's a cycle.
Bro, the two grannies.
I guess I'm guilty.
The two dudes, whoever, the ones that stop in the middle of the aisle and just start conversing, like, oh my god, hey, Stan, haven't seen you in forever. Oh, and then just start going at it, and you're just like, excuse me.
Karen, what is your unspoken social etiquette you want to bring up?
Okay, it should be one, because I was at a baby shower for my niece a couple months ago, and I was so excited to see her big old belly bump.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, Liz, can I touch it? And she looked at me, and she was like ready to cry. She says, yes, but thank you for asking me. And I'm like, what? People just come up and touch you? She goes, you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, they do.
So, yeah, I think you should ask before you touch a pregnant woman's belly.
And I think you should ask before you touch anyone.
Yeah.
Even now, I'm like, can I hug you? And people are like, sure. Because then what do they say, right?
No.
Right. That would be awesome if they said no.
No. Of course they say yeah, but it's different. But asking is just the courtesy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Annalise in Milwaukee texted in and said, if it's a seat yourself restaurant, please don't sit next to me if the place is empty.
We've made that mistake.
We don't like talking to each other. We don't like sitting next to each other. We don't like sharing lockers next to each other. Let's just avoid at all costs, everybody.
But let's still be nice to each other, please.
Personal space. You know?
Unless you're at the bar in the bathroom with four chicks, then we're cool.
Then it's fine.
Then we're good.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so every day, DZ helps out with a problem. Some days you're really good at it.
Thank you.
You are. Some days you're not. But usually you're much better at it than not.
Yeah, fair.
So what is the problem today? This has to do with you?
Yeah, I'm the problem today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I'll just give you a quick, brief breakdown, man. The last 24 hours I've been spent. Just spent. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. I've been looking at this technology, new pieces in my hand. I got a new computer set up with the desktop, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I finally got a new phone. I've been backtracking for the last 5 years and not getting phones. I feel like I'm the old man in the room right now.
No way.
Bruh, there is, I don't know if you've gotten the chance to look at the new iPhone.
Let me see it.
Man, this thing has a side button.
I couldn't get past the baby on the screensaver. Sorry, what now?
Oh, it's a rotating screensaver. It'll change. So if you turn it off and turn it back on, it'll change to a different picture.
Mm.
But there's a new side button, two new side buttons.
Oh.
The volumes are lower.
Oh.
The cameras are different.
Oh, this is way different.
There's AI involved now. There's so much into my phone.
Is this bigger?
It's a little bit bigger.
It is bigger.
I don't know what you have.
I have the 13. Look at the difference in size.
Oh, well, I got the 12 Pro Max. The Pro Max is always bigger.
So you got a bigger one.
So the 12 Pro Max isn't too much smaller than this. Like, my old phone is arguably the size of the screen.
If I upgrade, I'll have a bigger phone.
Depends on what version you get. Because you just got the what? I always get the
13, I think. What the hell do I have?
Is it the Pro Max, though? You know what I'm saying? Is like the bigger version. The Pro Max means that you get the bigger, beefier phone and the bigger, beefier camera.
Mm. I have the iPhone 13.
Okay, flat
period.
13.
That's all it says.
So if you were to get, let's say...
And I'm on the iOS version of 18.3.2.
If you were to get the 16 would be a little bit bigger than your current phone, but not too much larger.
So you got a new phone.
Got a new laptop
setup. This is exciting for you.
Got a new thing.
Yeah, because they reset all our laptops at work.
Yeah, you'd think it'd be exciting, but I'm actually overwhelmed.
Why?
I'm out of the realm of wanting to, like, dip in and know all of these things, but I feel like I don't know how to do squat on my phone right now besides make a call, do some texting, and possibly take a picture. You know what you could do now? My wife had to put me on game. My wife! She doesn't even have this phone yet.
And she's older than you.
And she's more of a boomer than I am.
She's a year older than you.
So apparently you can hold down this button now, and it's going to bring out your camera. And your camera now has a zoom feature where you just drag your little finger along the tippity top and it turns it into a camera. Go ahead, play with it.
You can zoom the camera from the side buttons.
That's the sidebar. No clue that was a thing until my wife told me about it yesterday.
This is weird.
Strange. You could take a picture by clicking that button. That's a new utility feature, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know.
So you're feeling overwhelmed with the technology. That's really cool.
Text got me sweating, and I know I'm not the only one that
maybe
is going
through it. But are you getting the texts?
I'm getting texts.
You're finally getting your texts again. Thank God.
I think. I mean, I haven't been getting any, hey, you're double texting me messages. Haven't been getting any non-deliverable text messages. I got one with one of my guys yesterday. That's another story for another day. He's got problems with his phone, too.
So you want, what, how to get past this or how to learn these new technology things?
How do I dip into my new phone?
When you start to feel overwhelmed. And why don't kids ever feel overwhelmed by this? Why is it only adults? My kids don't even flinch. You give them a new piece of technology, they don't ask. They don't even want the directions.
They don't even care.
They're like, just give it to me and I'll use it. I need the directions. They're like, I don't need to read the directions. I'm like, okay, fine.
I need the directions and all the tips and tricks realistically, bro, because I am overwhelmed looking at my phone going, oh, I've hit that stage in life where now everything makes me stress out when it's new. I want my old phone back. Mm-hmm. Oh, I should have just gotten a refurbished 12 Pro Max and just kept moving with my life.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
DZ's basically going through that. I want to be old again. Like, I don't want to be young anymore because I don't want to have to figure out all of these things.
Or how do I figure out these things? How have you figured out your new tech? Because I'm getting left behind now, G.
Maybe you need to take a class at Apple with all the old people like my parents do.
Do they offer those?
My dad would go take one and it'd be the most basic stuff. And I'm sure the people at Apple are like, are you kidding me? It'd be like, how to unlock my phone, how to get into my Gmail, how to get into my text messages. No, my parents are real basic. Old people are real basic.
I ain't talking that basic now. I'm just talking about, like, what are the cool
things?
If AI is in my phone now, I need to either know how to turn it off or know how to use it properly, because that makes me a little bit nervous. And I didn't know that this new AI technology was just a stock feature in these new phones. You know how weird we are with this kind of stuff, bro.
What does it do?
I don't know. Allie.
Wait. Did you hear? I'm dead. Was it the Department of Education, the secretary? She was calling it A1. And she didn't get that there was an I. Linda McMahon, she was like reading a speech and she kept saying A1 instead of AI.
She was saying steak sauce.
I was dead. I was like, you cannot be in charge of education and be calling it A1 right now. So it became this meme. It's like an SNL skit. Like, it became this meme on the internet.
That's funny.
She kept calling it A1. And everyone's like, it's AI.
It's AI, not steak sauce, ma'am.
Like, Miss? I was dying. So do you want to talk about technology?
That's what
I lost it when I saw that story.
That's how I feel right now. God. I feel like
you
I'm
feel like you're saying A1.
A1, and it's really
it's AI.
AI
right?
How do I turn off my A1, or how do I understand it?
They said you switch to an Android. That's how you get over it. That's not going to help. Then he really has to learn new technology.
No. Don't do that to me now.
Natalie in Menominee Falls texted in, because you could text or call. I have the 16 Pro Max 2. I also went from the 12 Pro Max. I love it, DZ. 414-533-1037. People are saying, DZ, watch YouTube videos explaining the features. I also get overwhelmed and dread switching phones.
As long as they got all the little tips and tricks on something, man, because I wanted somebody to give me the best go-tos. Where do I see it? Or what's the best feature to turn off? Or how do I get it to stop tracking me with the way I don't want it to track me, basically? Because I don't feel like I know everything in all of these new settings and features in this phone, G. For real.
You can text or call. And sign your name when you text. It says AI is amazing, but to use it, you have to type something in it so it can answer. Mm. So there's no need to worry about it. You'd know if you're using AI. Well, that's, they're telling you, you'd know.
It comes up in everything I'm doing. AI options?
Facebook tries to rewrite my AI, or rewrite my caption with AI. And I always go, leave me alone. Now it's not going to sound like me if AI does it. And you know, I'm very specific on wanting to sound like myself.
Yeah,
so I'm like,
no,
you're not writing my caption.
You don't sound like me.
But I'll call you later, AI, if I ever get overwhelmed, you know?
Here we are, overwhelmed.
Here we are. DZ needs help. All right, 414-533-1037. People are saying, yes, check out videos about the new features, because there's some specific things you need to turn off.
That's what I'm talking about. Those are the things that I need to know. Y'all know what I'm talking
Trish
about.
Trish in Milwaukee said YouTube University. All right, we're going to talk to you guys next. Help DZ learn how to use new technology. He's only 31. You're acting like you're a dinosaur.
I'm 32 now.
Chill out.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
I swear we're not going to forget any of the callers, but you can't make this up who just called into the show. It's Allie and DZ, and we're doing What Would DZ Do?
Good morning, buenos dias.
Good morning, and I was answering the phones. I did not plan this. And as I answered line 3, I said, hi, Kiss FM. And guess what they said?
What'd they say?
I said, who's this? They go, Hudson in New Berlin.
What up, honey boy?
Good morning. morning, my love.
What up, dog?
Morning.
How is my 11-year-old this morning?
Good.
Were you listening to the show on your phone?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know he was listening.
I was.
Of course
he is. I didn't know. I got to be careful what I say, DZ.
Told you.
Shoot. Okay, so Hudson, were you calling to help DZ out? He's struggling. You hear Uncle DZ?
You heard Unk talking, man. Unk is really unking right now. I'm more like Pawpaw right now.
He's going to take you to get to the barber. You got to help him with technology.
Tradesies. I'll pay for the haircut. You help me learn my phone. How about that?
Hudson, help.
I'll be your phone therapist. So I'm going to get some of those glasses that look like they're going to fall off of your nose.
Don't some you make readers. Fun of us. You stop making fun of us right
Let
now,
us
man.
Let us be old.
All right, but not for real. You got a tip. You got an advice. You got something for me right now All as right. far as like what I could do?
I'm really just here to answer questions.
Oh, he doesn't have direct advice. He wants you to ask him how to do things on your phone. And no, you have to be in person.
Yeah, this has got to be an in-person.
Sorry,
so
Hudson.
We're going to have to do this when I'm taking him to get the haircut.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, guess what? Guess what we're doing today, honey boy?
See you later.
I'm calling you out of school. We get the haircut.
DZ needs help. Hudson wishes.
Priorities.
He's struggling, Hudson. You know how mom gets when I have trouble with technology sometimes?
I've never had this happen.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It happens over time as you get older. You think you're in touch, and then you realize you're old. You're like, wait, no, I know how to do this. I don't.
I'm sitting here genuinely flustered going, oh my gosh. Oh, my palms are sweating. Like, I'm like,
Hudson,
what's next?
They'll pick up stuff and just use it immediately.
Like they've had it their whole lives.
How do you do that,
Hudson? It's wild.
How?
I don't know. I mean, it's just sort of
part of your life because you grew up with it.
I guess mainly it's just because like a lot of us, like before we got phones, we had like iPads or like similar to phones.
You didn't have an iPod. What are you talking about?
iPad.
Oh, iPads.
Oh, iPad. Yes.
Yeah, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sure. Okay. Well, this is going to be an in-person
Hudson,
thing.
This was not helpful, but I love you and I love hearing my kid's voice. So have a great day, honey. Mm-hmm. What are you eating, by the way?
Waffles.
Of course he is.
Eating on the air, baby.
He picked him out last night at the store. Okay. Go eat and have a great day at school. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Later, man. Appreciate you.
That sucked.
Day one of his theme song,
Hudson,
though.
Hudson's working towards the theme song.
We'll talk to you tomorrow for day two.
I thought he was going to come on the phone and just start schooling you.
I thought so, too. I was more hopeful.
But instead,
okay.
Hudson's
okay.
like, no, ask me questions and I'll answer them.
The waffle threw it off, though, because he was more being the therapist, really eating, like, tell me what's wrong.
He was. He doesn't even care. These kids are so spoiled by being our children that they don't even care that they're eating on the air.
Nope.
Like, he's so comfortable, he's rude.
My kid,
does that make sense?
My kid eats the mic all the time.
They don't care.
Yell into it.
Like,
no,
whatever.
No etiquette.
They think it's normal to sit front row at Disney on Ice. Like, these kids.
No etiquette,
Our kids are screwed, man. Go to McKinsey in West Dallas next.
I'll be dang. I'll stop taking them ASAP.
We're talking about DZ got a new phone and an update on his computer, and he's struggling, McKinsey.
I'm struck. My hands are sweating, McKinsey.
Wait, how old are you, McKinsey? This might help.
I am 37.
Perfect.
All right.
Do you hit this place where all of a sudden you feel not smart with technology sometimes? You're like, what the hell?
No, because I have tips for DZ.
Bring it.
Thank you,
Bring
McKinsey.
It.
What's up? What's up?
Okay, so right now what you can do is you can go into your settings of your phone and go to each one of the apps and tell Apple Intelligence to not track your activity and learn from it. That's like number one you got to do.
Fair.
Otherwise, like, I actually like just watch YouTube videos on like, they have YouTube videos on like, these are the top 10 settings you need to turn off immediately, you know, to kind of enhance your safety. So YouTube University has like some legit to it, but you got to know where to go. You got to go to those ones.
Well, and you got to be able to trust them, too, because I don't want to be turning on or off the wrong things, and all of a sudden, my phone ain't working properly.
Well, Tony in Waukesha texted in and said, go into settings, and in your bank app settings, turn off the AI. You mean the A1?
The A1. the A1. That's where
that
I was lost.
That joke is never going to get old, dude.
Oh,
the A1.
No. Sure enough, my banking app, Apple Intelligence and Siri, learn from this app. Allow Siri to learn from your banking app to make suggestions across apps. Nope.
No way.
Nope.
Okay. This is crazy. Carl from Indy, who's in Wisconsin this week, said, I have some find a book that says help DZ use the iPhone 16 Pro Max for dummies.
Hey,
Carl.
All right, Carl. Ha ha, but Forget you.
Carl's funny. Okay, so Mackenzie, you say go in and turn off all of those things. It's the ask them not to track.
I'm in the apps right now. I'm about to go through one by one and go through and decide which ones I do want it to learn from and which ones I don't.
Anything else before we let you go, Mackenzie? Any other tips for DZ?
That's the biggest one. Sucks that you have to go into each app. That's the biggest one.
That's fine. I'll do that. Mm-hmm. I'll take the time to go through each app for real. I love that tip. Thank you. I appreciate it.
But DZ will. You know what? Thanks for calling, Mackenzie.
No problem.
Bye. Have a great day.
Cheryl from Kenosha texted in. She said, I don't know about iPhone, but Android phones have built-in learning tutorials in the settings. It's kind of like my watch did that.
My watch did that? Yeah. My phone didn't offer nothing like that, or I guess maybe I didn't look hard enough.
Kirsten in Greenfield said, stop fighting AI. If you embrace it and learn it, you'll love it. It's much easier to go with than fight it.
I don't want
She's 28.
Okay, Miss
28. She put her age. At some point, it's like everything else. You're going to be using it.
I'm the type that
already using AI for a lot of things.
I'll be behind the curb on it, right? I'll turn it off.
You're going to fight it.
I'll fight it until I can't fight it, until it's just a pop, unfortunately, a mainstay in society. But I don't want it tracking my banking.
Yeah.
I don't want it looking through my messages. I don't want it doing any predictive technology on my end for me. That's saying that my phone is now going to start thinking on my behalf. I'm good.
You don't want that.
I do not want that.
It already thinks on your behalf, though. That's what I'm saying.
That's as comfortable as I want it to be right now. I don't want it to think anymore.
It's already looking at you. It's already recording you.
Yes.
Screwed.
Have you ever seen yourself on a camera?
Yes, like at Target or Walmart or with the camera that you can see yourself when you're checking out kind of thing?
And then,
or like a phone camera.
On a phone camera through another camera. For example, the security camera in our room. And, in our homes, in our boys' rooms. I had my phone unlocking in my face repeatedly. My phone is constantly taking pictures of my face all the time. My phone was not actually taking pictures of my face, but what I did do was see it on the camera because I was looking at the camera at the real time.
Okay.
It's hard to explain without the visualization. I was checking the positioning on the camera in the boys' room.
Yes.
So I was looking at myself on the screen, adjusting the camera in their room.
Yes.
As I was moving the phone further and closer to my face and moving the camera in their room, my phone was repeatedly taking camera captures of my face while I wasn't taking pictures. So your phone is constantly reading your face and technology.
For sure.
Right? So I'm okay with that. That's it. I don't need any further AI trying to learn nothing else from me ever.
It just sounds funny when they're already in your hand every day staring at you and you're like, but nothing else.
I'll fight it until I can't fight it no more.
Go to Kate the Great because we forgot her the past 2 days and I don't want her to scream at me.
That part.
This is Kate, I gotta admit, it's a sympathy pull up.
We can't forget you again, Kate.
I felt so bad.
We love you too much, dog. We ain't doing that to you twice.
All I think about is A1 steak sauce.
Dude,
right?
Are you dying? Can you believe the Secretary of Education called it A1, not AI? I lost it. I'm like, Linda McMahon, go back to wrestling. This is why you have no business. Because Eric from Menominee Falls just texted in and said, did you know the Secretary of Education was Linda McMahon from the WWE?
Yep.
I did know that, and I also knew that she called it A1 instead of AI on accident, and I lost it.
She was just hungry. Leave her alone.
You can't be in charge of education and call AI A1.
Bro, we just sent Katy Perry to space. We can do whatever we want now.
All right. Anyway, so I'm dying right now. But anyway, but I did know about Linda McMahon, which is funny because some people don't even realize that he made her the Secretary of Education.
Related to the McMahon family?
Yes, from the WWE.
Yes, yes, the one that has done a backflip off of a ladder. Yes, 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 that Linda. Yes, yes.
Oh, God. I can't. Okay, so Kate, what is your advice for DZ?
I think this is a great opportunity for Allie and the boys to come over to DZ's house. Allie and Aaron play with the kids and the boys school DZ.
Yeah.
Have a nice family night and just have them sit next to you and go through it and show it. I have a 13-year-old too, and she shows me things that I could never watch on a YouTube video. They're way more versed in this stuff.
And I think Owen would be better than Hudson because I think Hudson's just going to annoy you because he's going to be like, yo, look at this.
Look at this. Yeah.
Owen's like the scholar who will sit down with you and be like, come here, DZ.
Bring me through it.
Let me walk you through. And then he'll be like, Hudson, get away.
Come,
I need the handhold. I need Owen's handhold.
Hudson will be making jokes. Owen will just direct you and teach you.
Hudson's going to get me on YouTube and that's where we're going to stay.
Yeah. And Owen's going to be like, now, let me show you this one.
Now,
text
messaging on iPhone.
A1 style.
A1 style.
Bring the A1 sauce.
Bring the A1
sauce.
Have a steak
dinner.
Yes, exactly.
We should have a steak dinner
with A1 sauce.
If we don't, bro, we are not real people.
You had me at A1 sauce. All right.
Facts.
Well, okay, so we're going to have my kids. That's it.
I do like it, Kate. I do like it.
You take them to get haircuts, and they teach you about technology.
Family. We're going to do a family day.
It's a great family opportunity. Mm-hmm.
With A1 steak sauce and A1 technology.
Mm-hmm. And then Kisha or Keisha, I'm not sure. It's K-I-S-H-A. Kisha?
I'd say Kisha.
Kisha in Milwaukee said, the Apple Store does tutorials every week about the phone. You could go in. It's free. You might just need to go to one of these classes with old people.
What are you trying to say?
Go sit with my parents who are like 80 at the Apple Store and take a class. Go ahead.
We like to be considered third age. Thank you very much.
Okay. Day one, I've received no message from the mystery man from the gas station. We haven't found him yet.
Did we get the CCTV footage yet?
No, and I haven't even gone through my messages, though, so he could be in there.
Has our private investigation friend come with a full report yet?
Nope, I have nothing from Lisa in West Dallas. I'm waiting patiently.
Yikes.
So, yesterday, if you missed it, I had a mystery man at the gas station. I had a love connection, I thought, and now I can't find him, and I need your help. So this you have to go back and listen to Dumpster Fire from yesterday.
He's in hiding. We had a special edition of Dumpster Fire. You think this man is now in a hiatus?
I don't know. I was telling everybody about him yesterday. I'm like, you seen this guy?
Have you seen?
I put him on a poster. I don't know what he looks like, but I put him on a poster.
Have you seen my future husband?
I don't know what he's driving, but he told me I was beautiful at a gas station.
He drives a kind of smaller, bubble-ish type car.
We're not sure what kind of car.
No, not a Mini Cooper.
But it's not. But it looks like one, but it's not.
No, not that one either.
I'm the worst.
No, not a Prius.
Yesterday, I told this story how this guy caught me off guard at the gas station because he hit on me, and he was so sweet and out of it was just so blunt. And now I'm looking for him. I wish I had introduced myself. I can't find this guy.
I forgot about him until just now. Again,
I forgot about him too. But now it's, you know, we're back to the show.
Yeah.
Well, we'll find him. That's the day one of that saga, and then we have voice messages from our listeners, because you can always leave us a voice message on the Odyssey app. And right after I play this voice message, give me a minute. You're going to die because I have an update on the butt tattoo. Remember the husbands who got his friend's best friend's name tattooed on his butt?
Oh, yeah, Heart Pete.
Remember Pete and Andy?
Love Pete.
Yeah, well, we have an update from them, and you're not going to believe what these two guys just did with the butt tattoo.
Oh.
But first, here is a message. Who is this from? Morgan in Milwaukee. Let's see. Morgan, hello? Oh, there we go.
This is Morgan. I am from Tight Seal Exteriors. I work in the remodeling home improvement, and I was at Doggy Day on Saturday, and I was dying to meet you guys, and I heard that you came to my booth, and I wasn't there for a couple of minutes, and I never got a chance to come visit you guys, and I'm so sad, but I'm so happy that you came by to say hi, and I'm a huge fan. I listen to you guys every morning before work, and just want to say I love you guys so much.
Love you,
day.
Love you too. I love you too, Morgan. Appreciate. Sorry we missed ya.
We'll have to catch you on the next time.
Doggy Day was great, though.
Yeah.
We had a good time at Doggy Day, for
never
sure.
Bad. Never a bad time when them dogs and there's food,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay, now let me pull up the Am I the Jerk update before we get into the one today. Where is this here? Let me find it here in our messages. What are the... Andy?
And Pete.
And Pete here, because Pete... Which one has been messaging us? Oh, I just had it.
I think it was Andy that had been hitting us up, nah?
Why can't I find him now? Am I in the... Oh, sorry. Sorry, my bad. Hold on, let me switch chats.
Different chat.
Give me a minute.
Different profile.
Give me a minute. I'll find
him. Oh, I got different profiles. Look at
I wish. I wish. Let me go to my burner account. Dang it. Where? Oh, here it is right here.
You found it.
Okay. So this is from the wife who wrote in for Am I the Jerk?
Correct.
She said, hey guys, just wanted to update you that Pete now has Andy tattooed on his butt. He felt like a bad best friend, so he went in and got one too.
They got the matching bun tats.
So now they both have each other's names on their butts, these best friends. And she sent a picture and we can see it and everything.
Bruh, y'all should get each other's wives' tattoos. Like, or the wives should get each other's
names. The wives get the ladies' names.
Yep.
Oh, that would be so funny.
That'd be hilarious.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
That'd be hilarious, bruh.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, that's the update from that. Am I the Jerk?
So now we got two dudes with each other's names tatted on their cheeks.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
This is not a real place.
No. All right. Am I the Jerk? Gotta love a good update. You ready to get into the new one today?
Is it gonna be crazier than that?
No, I don't know. Maybe. Let's go.
Okay. Who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Wow, this is about paying off your child's debt.
What does that mean?
That means paying off your child's debt that they've racked up.
They're your kids. Obviously, it's like,
She wants to know if she's a jerk for not helping her son pay off his debt that he has accrued. She wants him to learn his lesson.
I need more information.
She said, my son, Allie and DZ, he's 21. I need your help. Am I the jerk? He's racked up about 13 grand in credit card debt.
Ooh.
He has a job, but he out spends his earnings.
13 bands.
He spends way more than he earns. He likes things like eating out all the time. Mm. He likes to travel, designer clothes. And of course, now he can't make the minimum payments on the credit cards.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So he's come out to me to ask for a loan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've bailed him out before with smaller money problems.
Of course you have.
Like I helped him cover his rent when he couldn't pay. But a lot of parents do that kind of stuff.
That's parent behavior. Mm-hmm. I get it. That's I'm like, of course you have. It's
She's
your kid.
Like, every time, you know, he tells me it'll be the last time and he'll get his act together, but I always help him out when mm-hmm. he needs money. I love him. I want him to do well, but I'm scared if I keep rescuing him, he's never going to learn to handle his finances.
Sink or swim out here, dog.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I'm not rich, but I do have money saved for the future.
You got a little something.
Mm-hmm. And so, tell me, would I be the jerk if I say no to giving him the money this time and let him face the fallout of his own choices?
Hear me out. She says she's not rich, yet she's got the ability to bail mm-hmm. this little boy out of a 13 band hole, if
mm-hmm.
you will. $13,000.
She said she would have to. Yeah. She does say in here, I didn't want to. There's so many paragraphs. She said she would pull from her retirement if she does.
I get that. Some people mm-hmm. don't even. Some people don't have that option.
But you pull
all
to help your kids. So you pull from your retirement and then you help your kid and then they end up right back where they started.
Mm-hmm. You never mm-hmm. help them learn that lesson because you always help them out that
yeah,
problem.
Exactly.
He's never going to learn.
No.
They're never going to learn.
As long as you. If he keeps out living his means,
yep,
and you keep helping him pay for things like car repairs or whatever he can't afford, or his minimum payment on the credit card,
anything,
it's never going to stop.
It's never going to stop.
But then he's never going to get out of it if you don't give him a loan, because he will never catch up, because now he's too far behind. That this is what happens with credit cards. You're screwed.
I don't know, man. You put yourself in that situation. Like, yeah, I've definitely caught myself going, oh my goodness, I got a credit card. Look at this mm-hmm. line.
Look at all his debt.
Look at all that. Yeah, and then all mm-hmm. of a sudden you bent it and went, oh.
Oh, that wasn't free money.
Oh, that wasn't.
And now I owe somebody all this money.
Oh, I got to pay you?
That felt like free money.
Oh, and it is not easily made like it's easily spent.
You're already getting a loan with the credit card. The credit card is a loan.
Exactly, mm-hmm. bro.
At a high interest rate.
At a very high interest rate. Mm-hmm. And you don't realize that interest rate because you think you're paying
free money.
You're paying 100% of 100% what you borrowed. No, you're paying 150% yeah. of 100% of what you borrowed, my guy.
Do you think she's a jerk if she doesn't bail her kid out this time from his debt?
Nah.
Because I look at my kids and I go, but I don't think I would leave them. I get why you would want to walk away.
You can't leave them, but you can't help them.
You can't help them either because now they're adults.
This isn't about
telling
advice.
Now they're going to have all this debt, but then they're going to have this horrible credit score by 21 and ugh.
I think you're financially responsible enough as a parent to give them some guidance without giving them coins.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. You can help them out with information.
Yeah.
With giving them the tools that they need, but you going to just cut that check isn't going to actually cut mm-hmm. them into knowing what they need to do.
Well, she needs to cut up the credit card, and she needs to take that where she goes, okay, like, I will pay this, but then there's no more credit cards, and you're going to have to go paycheck to paycheck figuring out what to pay without the credit card to help, and then you're going to figure out your real ability and how you're going to be able to live.
You know what I'm willing to bet?
He has to budget.
I'm willing to bet that she's somehow tied to these cards. Maybe it's also pooling from hers. You know how you mm-hmm. can have, like, joint accounts
mm-hmm.
and multiple people on these accounts?
But she doesn't say that. I think she just doesn't want him to be in a bad spot, but he's going to be. She's done bailing him out.
This son is now messing with mom's retirement, with her funds, with the work she's put in and been able to do. I know it's our place as parents to always take care of these kids, but this kid sounds like they're taking advantage.
It's a cycle, yeah.
It's a cycle.
So her son's 21, $13,000 in credit card debt. She's helped him out before, but he just outlives his means. He likes to eat out, go on trips. She doesn't want to keep paying off his debt. So she's like, would I be the jerk if I say no to giving him the money and make him face it?
Don't we all like to eat out and outlive our means?
Yes.
I mean, dude, I want to be in Dubai too.
I want to go on weekend getaways.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, he's going to have to learn the hard way. Okay. All right, 414-533-1037. I didn't even look at the text yet because we were going off.
These texts are probably going off too.
George from Mequon, he says, the jerk. If she bails him out, he's going to continue with the Ed Sheeran special, a.k.a. Bad Habits. Got to draw the line somewhere.
So she said, don't bail him.
Don't bail him out. All right, we'll talk to you guys next.
Still think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. So today she wants to know, this mother wants to know if she's a jerk if she doesn't bail her son out. He keeps getting himself into debt and he's 21. He's racked up about 13 grand in credit card debt. She's like, I always help him out with things like getting car repairs, but I got to stop and I don't want him to be in debt.
Can I be honest, man? I didn't want to say this.
Hmm.
It'd be one thing if the kid was going into debt doing stuff that made sense.
Mm-hmm.
College. Traveling and doing like excursions, but because you're out there working in the field or mm-hmm. something, like, and you're out living your means, you're taking care of the sick children in Guatemala or Africa, and it's right. like you're giving them all your money. I'm gonna right. bail you out.
Yeah.
But you buying Gucci, Fenty.
Literally.
Prada.
Going out to eat and not changing your ways. You have to change your ways.
Ain't but no McDonald's money.
I don't want my
money.
Kids to have bad credit. And then it's going to take years and years.
But it's so their we credit, all say, not ours.
We say we wouldn't do it. But then we think about our own kids being in this bind. And let's keep it real. Fine. Go to Lindsay in Bayview this morning.
You right, though.
That's
if it was
what
my
I'm saying.
Kid, I swear I'd be shoveling them out.
We're all talking a big game right now. But put your real kid in this
big
situation.
Big bark, no bite.
Give me a break. Owen comes up to me, Lindsay, he's crying. I'm like, take care of it yourself. No, wait, I don't want you to have bad credit.
Okay, you take care of half. I got the rest.
See, Lindsay, jerk right, or not the jerk if she pays off this debt?
Not the jerk.
For not giving him the money. Yeah.
I would say give him the money. If you have the means to do it, give it to him, but he's making the payments back to you instead of to the credit card company
no
interest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not just
but
a gift.
She's pulling from her retirement.
And that's why it's a loan, not mm-hmm. a gift.
Mm-hmm. And my mom did that for me when I was in my 20s. You get that I'm going to the clubs, I'm going to go hang out with my friends, I'm making decent money, but my credit cards are more than what I'm making.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm not living my means.
My mom bailed me out in my early 20s, my late 20s, I did the same thing
but
over
you had
again.
To pay her back. Oh, and wait, okay.
I did.
And then you did the same thing over again?
Wait, what happened
I
the second
did.
Time?
See?
She would not help me and I had to file bankruptcy.
Oh, this is
that.
Great.
Okay.
So this
okay.
is a perfect perspective. They,
right.
The parents helped her once, it didn't solve the problem. And then they said, you're done.
And you have to learn to take accountability for mm-hmm. your finances because mm-hmm. my mom is no longer with us.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have that backup.
Yeah.
I don't have a backup.
Yeah,
and I have a 16-year-old and I'm doing it on my own.
Yeah.
And my credit is jacked up to this day. But I am trying to instill in my 16-year-old that finances are way more important than what you
then
think
you realize.
You
I swear.
Yes.
Yep. And
you
see yourself
18,
as the example.
You don't care when you're young until you're older and you want to buy a car or a
right.
house and you're like, oh, shoot.
What's
nope.
a credit score?
All in my 20s, I didn't care.
Right.
And I did all these stupid things. I blew money. I bought people
yep.
dinner and
yep.
drinks on
yep.
my credit card.
Yep.
And I bought stupid things.
Yep.
And now here we are and I can't crawl out and
Lord,
I can't buy anything.
Oh, Lord, I hope my little sister's listening right now.
Same thing with student
Absolutely.
Loans.
Absolutely. I got my first.
Nobody.
I'm
nobody.
Sending this to Angie on the Odyssey app later, bro.
Then you can't catch up.
I got my first Target card, and I was just so excited to get a Target card. I took my friend shopping at Target just
no.
to spend the money.
Cashed
yeah.
out. Cashed out.
Like,
maxed it.
One trip. Done.
Maxed it. One trip. Said, wait, I can't spend no more money at Target?
I want to be your friend.
Right. When we going to Target?
She really doesn't.
Not anymore, you don't. Not
she
anymore.
She doesn't make good choices.
She said, no. We're not friends like that no more.
I would leave her now that her credit score sucks. No,
Lindsay.
I'm just kidding.
No, you're smart.
Smart perspective, yep. though. Thanks for sharing. Don't
all right, thank
do
you
it.
Guys. You
appreciate
have a great day.
You too. Bye, neighbor. She's in Bayview.
So the mom's not the jerk if she doesn't give him the money.
Yeah, she said no.
All right, let's go to Amy, downtown Milwaukee this morning, see what she thinks. Hi, Amy.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. She wants to know if she's the jerk if she says no to giving him the money and bailing him out.
Absolutely not the jerk.
Oh!
There is just no reason that this 21-year-old should not start to learn the lesson.
Mm.
I think if she has the means to give the loan, and if she's pulling that out of her retirement, she should give the loan, but charge him a little interest. Not as much as what this credit card company is going to do.
Don't get him with the 9%.
Yeah. But, you know, what would you have made on that retirement if it was, you know, I don't want to say in the markets, because gosh knows right now.
Sure.
You know, if you would have made 3 or 4% on that in your retirement fund, then have him pay you back in an incremental schedule that works for him with whatever job he has or income he has coming in, and teach him that lesson in a less aggressive way than what the
everybody's saying. Set up like a payment plan, basically.
You know,
that's what you have to do.
The bank of mom and dad.
You know, it's far easier to go ahead and let your kid just take the money than to try to set up some payment plan, because now you're going to charge your kid and be like, hey, where's the $100 you owe me? You going to Debo your baby boy? No.
Well, and think about all the people that don't have parents to call or bail them out. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's bad enough you're calling your mom to get her out of help with her retirement fund, but now just imagine a lot of people don't have anyone to call.
I'll tell you what had happened in our situation, bro. We'd set this up, if this was us, with Sammy, and he's wilding, right? I can see this little boy loving Jordans and buying too many of them.
And then he's 21.
Then he's 21, and we're like, all right, man, take this 13 bands. We're going to have you pay us back, right? Woo, woo, woo. A month is going to go by. He's going to pay us 100. Another month's going to go by. He's pay us 100. The next month, he's not going to pay us because he's a little behind, and we're going to go, all right, that's fine. The next month, he'll pay us 50, but he ain't got it. And then he's never making another payment again, and we're going to be okay with it.
We're part of the problem, dude.
We are part of the problem. We're going to be okay with it.
Part
I hate
of
to
the
say
problem.
It, but I'm going to be okay with it because that's my boy. Man. Oh, Amy.
Parenting sucks. Have a great day, Amy. Love you. Bye.
Thanks, bye.
That's what I'm saying.
She said, y'all are right, though.
I agree with everybody. Yeah, don't pay his debt off. Make him learn his lesson. But then I know if it were my kid, I'd be like, well,
but there's
the enabler, you know?
There's situations where if I were to get myself into an 100% financial hole, I know my family wouldn't be able to help me out.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Not everybody's family can do that.
But you know I'm about to help mine out.
Exactly. If you can.
This is making me sweat, dog. Mm-hmm. Oh,
go
Lord.
To Ryan in Calabama. He got through today for Am I the Jerk, a.k.a. Caledonia. He calls it Calabama.
And he's the mayor of Calabama.
Unelected.
Good morning, good morning. I was fully elected.
You were not. By who? By who?
We had an election. It was like 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
It was only one ballot. That's
yeah, right. Yeah,
one ballot, one vote.
Exactly.
Ryan, what do you think? Is she the jerk if she refuses to pay off her son's debt?
Absolutely not a jerk.
Okay.
Clean sweep here. That kid needs to learn his lesson the hard way, and she don't even need to pull it from her retirement. She's earned that hard money. She needs to keep it in her retirement, and he needs to suck it up, Buttercup, and go find a second job and start paying his credit card off.
Hey, low-key, that is
Quit
true.
Being dumb.
Where is that second job?
Yes.
I've been thinking from the parent side of it the whole time. Where's this kid's second job?
No eating out. Go to work.
Right.
That's what you need to do at night.
Slap yourself
with a peanut butter and jelly and go to work, two jobs. And if Emerson or Faith, my daughter or son, did this, they'd be having three jobs.
Why didn't we think of that? Why are we brand new?
Why
are we offering to help pay? Why aren't we just
like we're not on the grind constantly ourselves?
Yeah,
like
what the hell? You know what? You're right, Ryan.
Ryan, bro, we actually needed you today, fam.
Who knew?
Yeehaw, bro. Yes.
Amen. Thank you.
Yes. The mayor did his job today.
See, the mayor did. All right, Mayor Humdinger. Bye.
Humdinger. Oh, Lord.
He loved, man.
Bye, Ryan.
Bye, y'all.
This is
love
not
y'all.
The jerk.
Love, brother. Love. Yeah, not the jerk.
Not
Sweet
the jerk
vacuum.
All the way around.
Zhup, zhup, zhup.
Wow. Okay. And tons of texts come. Oh, geez. We got a lot of texts.
Where's this kid's second job? You like buying stuff so much, you don't make enough money at your one job
to get another job.
You got to get that another job if you want to keep buying all this stuff and going all these places.
No kids. He has time to go work.
Thank you.
Somebody said, this is why they should make kids take a personal finance class in high school. Amen.
Hey, yo, this kid is mad spoiled.
Whoever texted in, this conversation just reminded me I owe my dad money. Thank you.
You better pay them. You better pay that man.
It's interesting. I was, you know how I have to write a check for the water bill?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You still got to write that
so
check.
Stupid. Anyway, I was writing the check yesterday, and I go, Hudson, you want to see a check? He goes, yeah.
All excited?
Because they're learning about checks in BizTown.
So a real life check.
And I go, look. He goes, oh, that's cool. And I go, yeah, you're probably never going to see me use this again for another 3 months when I have to pay the next water bill. But here's a check, my guy.
He's checks
like,
are lackluster.
Mom. Isn't it so funny?
I used to love helping balance the checkbook. Though.
Really?
I was bad at it because I was bad with numbers. So it was kind of like practice at home. And my mom would make me practice it at home all the time to help. Now, I couldn't tell you the last time I balanced a thing.
These kids couldn't balance anything. He goes, I have $5.33 in my account, Mom. Take me to Target or Walmart.
Balanced 4 cookies in my hand yesterday. That's the most I've balanced lately.
Amen. Over overall, she's not the jerk. Don't bail the kid out, we decided. Okay, you ready to give away these Neo tickets?
I think so. It's about that time, man.
It is that time. He's coming to the Wisconsin State Fair on August 2nd. It's going to be such a good show. And we're sending you and a friend to the Bank 5-9 main stage. So, 414-533-1037. Do you think he'll do this song that he did with Pitbull?
If he doesn't, I'm going to personally go up there and palm his head and make him do it.
He has to. Caller 33, you're going 414-533-1037. 103.7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. It is WXSS HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. All right. I just texted the woman who has this idea, and I said, you should call in to talk about this. And she goes, I can't. I'm at Disney right now.
Oh, priorities.
You're at Disney? Come on, Shannon. Okay, so this mom from my kids' school, she's super involved. She came up to me and she told me about this idea at this fundraiser. I was at a fundraiser for the schools. Right. I was emceeing it. And she came up and she goes, what do you think about this idea I have? I want to lobby in Wisconsin to make sure that kids have 60 minutes of recess a day. Because right now, I mean, every school is probably different, but like our kids, I think it's 30 and 30, something similar to that, where it's like 30 minutes for lunch, 30 minutes for recess.
And maybe then eventually it stops.
And maybe it's 20 or 25. Whatever. We're not going to get stuck on semantics, but
5 minutes for walking through the halls.
Yeah,
sure.
She's like, these kids sit all day.
Yeah.
And they, you know, granted, we have moving seats now. We have flexible seating for a lot of kids. There's a lot of ADHD and autism. So if you go into classrooms, even my kids' classrooms, there's seating all over the place. They move around a lot now, which is good.
Wish we had
but
when
she's
we were
like,
kids.
I know. She's like, but it's so bad. Like, they sit all day. They don't get enough activity. Mm-hmm. She said, I want to pass a bill that means they have to get 60 minutes of recess, meaning like outdoor activities or physical activity every day at school, because we have PE.
Sure.
But again, no, not sometimes you're not getting physical. Sometimes you are. Sometimes you aren't.
Let's
right?
be real. A lot of the curriculums. Thank you. We used to go and have PE every single day when we were growing
up.
These
I had PE every day. They don't.
Specials like are now getting cut. If that.
I
hate to say it, but in a lot of scenarios, this isn't the case. And an hour would be important.
Yeah.
But
I told her I would support it, though. I'm like, I'd vote for it because there are things that I support them doing at school, and there's other things I'm like, we could cut that and do recess and do some physical activity. We didn't need that.
Here's where I disagree, and I hate to say it,
bro. Tell me.
I love the idea in concept, but then it feels like we're band-aiding something. We're saying, now we're going to just let these kids free range, just get energy out so they're not stir crazy at home.
We're already mandating them, though.
Yeah, but what I'd rather mandate is that we don't cut funding for the extracurriculars that they are able to do.
Do gym every day.
Do band every day. Do art every day.
You're right.
Still do, obviously, the going outside and playing, but I'd rather lobby to have now sports brought back into schools where now sometimes they cut the funding for these things because there isn't enough kids.
Well, that's a different bill.
It is a different bill, and that's what I'm saying. Like, as much as I love the idea of 60 minutes of play.
So you wouldn't vote for it?
No. I'd vote for
it. It's not just play. It's activity. It's outside. Think about this. There are 8 hours in a school. Eight hours.
Right.
8 hours with 30 minutes of physical activity.
That's it.
That's horrific.
With mental stimulation in another way.
When you wonder why we're overweight. Look at how we train our kids to sit all day and then go outside for 30. No wonder.
We're conditioned to not be active, for sure. So, and that's not how any school is.
I don't like that.
If you look at schools in Colombia, my experience of what I know, if you look at schools in, say, Asian countries, an experience that I've never had, they have such different curriculum that has a real attachment to the physical aspect of the learning curve and how important it is to a child's thrive points, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody going to be able to unlock their full potential if they're sitting in a chair for 8 hours straight.
Yeah, I agree. Somebody said, yes, do it. My kids only get 15 minutes for lunch.
Wild.
They said the school's the jerk in that scenario.
We know that part.
They said, great idea, but please add to your lobby life skills and mental health. This is
that
part. I'm not asking you to change the bill, though, you guys. I'm saying this is part of mental health and going outside, fresh air, movement. We know that movement makes you happier no matter what you're doing. Whether you're, this is why I always say on dates, move. Do a movement. Don't sit down, because the more you move, the happier you are.
Yep.
You're a happier person. This is why they say go on walks. If you're sad or you're stuck in something, take a walk and then revisit whatever you're upset about, because movement makes us better, right? Makes us feel better. So we sit there and learn stuff like that we're never going to use in life, and we get no physical activity. So I agree. There's tons of things I would change.
Bro, my truth behind this is the fact that as much as I love recess and getting out and promoting more activity, I wish it was done in a structured setting still, where you're going out and you're walking the trails, but it's not just to play football. Foursquare with your buddies.
You have to do something. Flaggy,
you have to be doing something with an educational backing to it you that know, still gives you an understanding of the world you're in.
Fair enough.
And that's not cutting funding. That's not. It's not 60 minutes
of
recess.
No. Well, I'd just rather them go outside and play more than sit in a room.
Well, yeah. 100%. 100%. I back that up 1,000%, actually.
Yeah.
Elizabeth, I just want it still done with a teacher.
Elizabeth from TOSA said, I like the concept, but I feel that it should be more outside and community learning versus learning just at a desk or with a computer.
Yeah. Exactly.
They have to have organized activities.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, so you wouldn't vote for it.
I wouldn't vote for
it. I would.
It's not enough.
You need more than just 60 minutes of... need her to go into detail of what they're going to do.
Not just 60 minutes of solid recess. I don't like the idea of it only being recess, if that makes sense.
Yeah, 414-533-1037. So I have this mom at my kid's school who wants to try to get a bill passed to have kids get 60 minutes of activity a day at school versus whatever they're getting here and there. We talked about specials aren't every day.
Yeah.
Recess is short. It's like 30 minutes.
You literally don't do art. You don't do gym. You don't do language art. Like, I feel like they don't do the core things that we all used to do at the same time every week. They don't do it.
Eric in Menominee Falls is killing me today.
Why?
This guy texted in again. He says, as long as it's monitored by A1. Okay, Eric, stop with the A1 jokes. I'm dying.
All right, dog. If you missed it, if you don't know, you don't know. And if you want to know, you got to listen back on the Odyssey app.
This is just, oh, God.
You got to listen back on the Odyssey app. Yep.
Oh, my God. All right. 414-533-1037. Somebody said, as a teacher, I disagree. What about the parents who let their children sit in front of the game? Send them outside. We're not saying they shouldn't go out. I don't think this mom doesn't. I think she's pretty, has her kids active after school as well. She's saying at school, we need more exercise.
Yep.
All right. Well, would you guys vote for it? Yes or no? We'll talk to you next. Do kids need more outside time at school? 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. I know it's cold in the winter, so we have to think about that.
Yeah, but kids don't care about no cold. It's the parents going, the babies. Yeah. No, they want to be outside, dog.
This mom I know from my kid's school, she's super involved. She's like, I want to get a bill passed in Wisconsin where kids got to be outside for 60 minutes or at least some movement for 60 minutes a day. So I'm like, I support that. There are things that I would cut out to give them more activity.
I remember there being initiatives like the 60 minutes of play a day initiatives, whatever, mm-hmm. what have you. The NFL started doing different things. Obviously, different leagues and different sports organizations do that too. But in school, no, they're cutting and cutting, bro.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Chad in Milwaukee first. We'll start with him. Hi, Chad.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. So would you vote for this if she actually got someone to write this bill up in Wisconsin?
Would you lobby?
I don't know if I would vote for it, but I would say that there's something that our kid's school does that I agree with being outside more.
What's okay. that?
And they built like an outside pavilion classroom. So when it is nice, teachers can kind of sign up for that and be like, hey, if that's free, I'm going to bring my classroom out there. So they do get the outside. They still get that structure. They get to breathe in the fresh air. But
they can do that anyway on the field that they have recess on. Why do we need a pavilion for them to do a class outside? They already can go outside.
But it's a change of environment to breathe fresh air. While still in school.
In school. And it's just a different environment. Yeah. Or, mm-hmm.
While the third graders are ignoring you. Because remember, you guys, this is K through 6. We're not doing recess for 7 through 12. So we're talking about little kids here as we're talking about education. We should, but we don't. I'm telling you, Owen doesn't have gym every day either. And he's in seventh. He doesn't go outside at all.
We should, bro. And that's what's happening. We keep lessening and lessening and lessening the level of activity that we're expecting out of our children, but don't lessen the expectation of activity that they should have.
I will say, at least when Owen went to middle school now, he moves every class, right? So he's actually walking around the building and he has more freedom because he's older.
Between periods,
whereas in elementary, like Hudson, it's more structured. And you have to stay with your class and all these things.
You're walked in the class, in the hallway with the teachers or the aides.
Exactly. Yeah. So, okay. All right. So Chad said he would.
Get like an atrium kind of style.
He wants a pavilion outside.
Yeah, more of a pavilion.
We're
I support
adding
this.
Parts to the bill. Okay, right, thanks, Chad.
Right.
Later, right, man.
Bye. Let's go to Emily in Milwaukee because she said she would vote for it, but she has a counter to it. And I don't know what that counter is.
Their amendments, Allie. We're all on the bill now.
Should we pass a bill in Wisconsin to make kids get an hour of physical activity a day at school versus the short 30-20 minutes they have for recess? Hey, Emily.
Morning.
Good morning.
All right. What do you think?
So I am a big one. I love the idea of recess. I think all kids should have recess, have that break, even at the older age, but even if it's not going out and playing, but
need
just
the movement.
Having free that time. Break for their brain and their bodies to
not
regulate.
Just lunch.
A brain break, we call it.
Not just lunch,
like,
right.
Because remember in K through like second, they did all these brain breaks with my kids. I remember they do like breaks and they get up and do yoga and all these things. And I'm like, oh, that's cool.
So I'm all for it. I hate when people take recess away. I think that's needed. I think it's helpful, all that kind of stuff. The only thing that I worry about as being someone in the education field is I know, and I don't know the full logistics of this, but there are so many like required minutes for everything. Like you have to have so many required minutes
reading,
so many required minutes of math. And that's why
you have to fill that curriculum. We need
a minimum amount of it. Yeah.
She wants to change the curriculum.
So it almost, I have a feeling it would either change how long the school day is, which would be hard with teachers having to like work an 8-hour day and have that same amount. Or you are going to add on school days to the year, which not everyone
would
be on board with.
I think about even at work as an adult. We were on the air for like 30 minutes straight, and I said, oh, I got to get up and walk. I got to move now.
Move.
And I'm an adult. So imagine them sitting all day, you know? Like, it's
start
not
crazy.
Fair.
Well, cabin fever.
Too, and that's why I love that they have those movement breaks. I know, like, at my schools, I often will walk in the classroom and they'll be doing a 5-minute movement break with a video on YouTube. And I'm like, that's great. Like, it's a way to get it in the classroom, get it moving. I wish it was more, but I know, I just know it's going to be that those mandatory minutes for everything is what's going to dictate it.
That's
somebody
true.
Texted in, said people don't realize that physical activity, large movements helps with learning ability. Kids that can't cross the midline can't read.
Interesting. Very interesting.
All right, Emily. Well, thanks for sharing. We appreciate
it. The right perspective.
Have a good day.
All right. You too. Bye.
Oh my God, there's more people on the phone. Pull up Amy in Sussex quick, and then we got to go. Sorry, Amy. Hi.
Hello.
Would you vote for a bill in Wisconsin to make kids get 60 minutes of recess a day? It's obviously the elementary.
Yeah.
I would, but I would want it a little bit more tailored to, like, not just recess, but, like, just general movement.
Sure.
Kids are not meant to sit their butt in a desk.
No. Nobody is. No human should be sitting that long for the
trained.
Body.
Yeah. Yet we're trained.
All through our life.
So many times with my friend who works in a school, and she's seen so many kids diagnosed with ADD who are probably not ADD. They just aren't getting the necessary physical and
Well, hold on. I'll stop you there. They might be ADD, but they're not getting the physical movement they need if they are, because you have more energy to exert. Yep. As someone who has ADHD, 100%. I know this. And they believe, listen to this.
There are people that are actually diagnosable, but I think
I'm saying Amy, as a kid,
my husband is one of them.
As a kid.
He was diagnosed as ADD, and he is not ADD.
Okay, fair.
But he was diagnosed as that.
I'm
as a
saying
child because he couldn't sit his
butt get that
in
energy.
Fair enough. And they, you know what they think, Amy? They think that mine went undiagnosed because I was doing so many sports as a kid
that you had
that
fed.
I was exerting the energy so that I needed, and that
exactly.
So and then
hard,
it came out as an adult
diagnosed because of that that lack of physical activity that kids are getting these days.
That's fair.
Heard.
So,
yeah, man. Oof.
All right. Well, I'm voting for it. Just saying.
I just need it more tailored. That's all.
All right. Thanks. Thank you so much, Amy. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. Hi.
Hello.
Where's our guest?
Our special guest is coming. Listen.
Where are they?
Takes them a bit to get here, man.
Why? What, is somebody driving them?
I don't know. They might be hoofing it here on their own.
Oh, they don't have a driver? They got to hoof it here on the street?
They might just have to pull up by them lonesomes. Who knows?
We have a special guest joining us.
Ooh.
I don't know if they're going to be able to be on the air.
I don't know.
Can they?
I actually don't know how to...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
This is gonna work.
Yes, you do.
I have no clue what's gonna happen right now, man. Like, I'm
special guest entering soon.
I'm interested as much as you guys are, because this is actually really cool.
I'm excited. You text, I don't care, I'm saying it. You texted me last night and you go, "Yo, Bango's coming to the studio." I go, "What?"
Huh?
And then Hudson goes, "What?
What?"
And then my kids were like, "We want to come." And I go, "No, you gotta go to school."
Sorry.
But we're getting ready for the playoffs.
We are.
So when is the first playoff game?
I believe the first playoff game is gonna be on the 19th.
Okay.
Yeah. The first two are going to be in Indy, right? So it really doesn't matter as far as like home games,
that's
away
Saturday
games,
night.
Other day. Saturday night, and then I want to
say the Bucks.
For the Bucks. And then the next game after that is either a Monday or Tuesday.
Okay.
Don't correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it's going to be on a Tuesday.
And we're playing
also
Indy?
Also in Indy, yeah. The
is
first
Indy
round.
Good?
Indiana, it's a rivalry now. Mm. We've created an aura of this like, oh, forget y'all, man. Because mm-hmm. if y'all remember last year, Giannis had a really good game against him at the crib. And then magically the ball that he wanted to keep from that game went missing.
Oh, that was the game where the ball went missing and Giannis lost it.
Everybody was a little unhappy.
I remember that, because you rarely see Giannis get upset.
Crash out. And yeah. He was ready to crash out.
He was
out.
Like, oh, it's
He's
on.
Like, where's my ball? Where's my ball?
Uh-huh.
Fast forward, right? We then get to playoffs, first round. Last year mm-hmm. had a basically a tough outing. Let's say our whole aura was flipped. Right? Our seating was flipped.
Oh, they can't
things
get in.
Different.
They can't get in.
Is that who I think it is?
Wait, can I go let him in?
Go ahead.
Let him in.
So while I go that, I'll pretend like I'm still talking to you and explain that, you know, now we've got this rivalry set up, because they basically got us out in the first round last year. So personally, I'm going, all right, now we got to get a lick back. Am I 100% thrilled that now it's like this high animosity, high energy, we about to scrap kind of energy that we got going? No, because that brings that different beast out of me. Oh, okay, now you're back. You know what I'm saying? So that's why we got the rivalry. That's exactly why we got the rivalry. Oh, snap. Got the homie in the spot. Bango pulled up.
Oh, my God. My kids are going to be so jealous. Bango, high five. Oh, thank you, Bango.
Bango comes bearing gifts. We got not one Bango,
what?
But two Bangos. Come on, Bango.
Hi, Bango's handler.
Give me a hug, Papa.
Can you talk?
Yeah.
Come over to the microphone.
You know what's crazy? You know what his name is?
What's his name?
Deer.
Knock it off.
Nah, his name is Deer, too. Grab that mic, big dog.
What do you mean your name is Deer?
Come on, Poppy, grab that mic.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Your name is Deer?
Yeah, John Deer.
John Deer?
Like the tractor.
Yeah.
This is freaking me out. Bango's right behind me right now.
It only makes sense that we've got a man named Deer holding us down and as the handler for our dear friend Bango.
I wish Bango could talk.
I can translate.
Oh, you can?
No, Bango can talk. Go ahead.
Okay.
Put the mic by Bango's mouth, Allie.
Okay, so Bango, I want to know what the playoff schedule is.
Translate, please.
The schedule will get released later today.
Okay, but can you give us a hint?
Not right now.
But please, what's the playoff schedule?
I can't tell you right now because I don't know the full schedule right now. I will let you know.
At least know that the first game is on.
Yeah, on Saturday.
Saturday.
The 19th.
The 19th in Indiana.
Thank you, John Deere.
First two are going to be on the road, obviously, naturally.
Yep. Yes.
But then we come back to the crib and we need absolutely everybody to be there, bro. Mm-hmm. But you guys, there is things that you guys can tell us that we're doing, right?
Well, Bango handed me a card. Can I read this, Bango? I can. He said yes. Yeah. I can read this. Yeah, he said, we're going into the Bucks playoffs, presented by BMO with a bang. Oh.
Oh.
Okay, get in the action with our dear friend and share all the postseason action with your audience. Visit Bucks.com/playoffs for information on upcoming community events, the freshest gear from the Bucks Pro Shop,
swag,
how to secure playoffs tickets, details on the matchups, and more. P.S. Allie, will you go on a date with me? Bango, I'm sorry, I cannot. But thank you for asking.
Bango, I ain't gonna lie to you. She's holding out for letter O.
I'm waiting for Dame. I always ask if Dame Lillard asked about me when DZ comes home.
And I always lie to her, and I'm like, yeah, of course. He actually just texted me asking where you were.
Would you stop?
But straight up.
This is what he gave me. It says, fear the deer on the back.
There's a lot of things going on from send-off parties, because obviously the first two games were on the road. So
yeah.
We want to make sure the team feels your energy as we're sending them on the jet to go play in Indy, right? Then we've got yard sign things. We've got deck your car stuff for like different tiers of people that are in the organization.
Oh, can I get a yard sign from the Bucks?
Oh, you might just have to slide over to a Pick and Save or a Metro Mart one of these days soon. Some information could be found on Bucks.com/playoffs.
Okay.
Good
I have
dog.
Another question for Bango. Bango, come back.
What's up, Bango?
Bango, do you like working with DZ?
Yeah, he's the best.
Oh, you every day he's the best?
Every single day.
I'm trying so hard not to lose my cool right now, bro.
I love this so much.
Oh,
Bango's
Lord.
In the studio. Yes, yes. The Bucks mascot is here with his handler, John Deere, or their handler, because I don't even... Bango's a guy?
Yeah.
Bango's a deer.
Yeah, he's a deer.
Yeah, well, is he a guy or a girl? Is he a doe or is he...
It's Bango.
He's a guy?
He's a buck. He's a buck.
Where's Banga?
You talking about Pointer. Cuzzo.
Oh, who's that?
The herd mascot.
Oh, that's Bango's cousin?
Yeah.
Ah, got it. Okay.
A little more ambiguous with the herd. Bango's a brother.
My next question is, Bango, Bango's a brother. How do we start the wave at a Bucks game?
All the great fans just need to listen, find someone who's starting the wave, and then just go, woo.
Okay, because my son, who's 13, at the Bucks game on Sunday said, have you ever been part of a wave? And I went, I have.
Come on now.
He wanted to be part of one. So I said, well, say less.
We can make it happen.
We can make it happen.
We know a guy. We know a deer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We know two.
We know two.
Oh, snap.
That's crazy.
Is there anything else Bango wants to tell us?
Yeah, just...
He's thinking.
Cooking up an answer.
When you come to Fiserv Forum for these playoff games, be loud, be proud, cheer the team on. They feed off our energy.
How do you know that's what he said?
You couldn't hear that?
We share a desk. I spend lots of time with Bango, yeah.
And you just work on translating all day.
Well, when you spend this much time with him, you just pick up on the language like that.
We're
locked in.
Got it. Bango, can you do a flip? Wait, save it for the video. We're going to take a video.
We doing a video of Bango?
Bango can do flips, can he? I watch him at Fiserv all the time.
It's still pretty early. You know, like when you see him during the day.
Oh, now he's not
like
warmed up.
Yeah. It's a lot of stretching that goes into Bango being able to flip at night. Yeah. Right now, Bango's still throwing up warm-up shots. You trying to hoop outside? We can hoop outside.
No, I don't want to know.
You try to catch a bucket real quick, Bango will dunk on you. But he ain't flipping
yet.
Yeah.
Dude. Fine. All right, Bango, thanks for coming by. Go Bucks.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say, DZ.
Listen
up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Bango, finish it off.
Oh, wait, sorry, Bango. Go ahead.
Go Bucks.
Ah, go Bucks. Nice. Go Bucks, go. Kiss FM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.